Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Tell you what, was never a penalty. Never a penalty.
Yeah. I refuse to celebrate that.
And there was Saka's handball in the build-up to it as well.
Don't talk about it. I feel like these days with VAR and everything else, we are never safe from a win. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, we're never safe from 3 points. We're never safe from a victory. Anyway, good morning. It's 11 minutes past six on Thursday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna and Glenn in the booth of Truth, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Ellie with them. Good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Mark, good morning.
Yes,
Old Swiss, good morning. So how are we feeling about last night?
Well, it's amazing.
Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah. It's so hard to go to sleep after a game like that, isn't it? Because when you've got to get up really early in the morning.
Exactly.
But it was unbelievably amazing, wasn't it, really?
Well, when Ollie Watkins scored, I thought, great, not only are England going to the final, but I can go to bed
Oh, my God. How generous.
I was dreading extra time. Absolutely dreading it. And you know, the trance set in. So we had half an hour of the England lull, which went in the second half.
I don't know what
you
meant.
The trance is like, everyone's like, oh God, they're all passing it sideways again. Oh, and everyone's just in the trance. And then the band start going, oh, you know, the band make the trance worse. And then his subs came on. And what a pair of impact subs. They were amazing to take us out of the trance. In the best way I've ever seen.
I want you to recreate the whole game talking like that.
No.
I was in my own trance just watching you.
We were amazing in the first half. It was
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I am sorry unequivocally to Gareth Southgate for anything negative I may have said about
that. If we play like that against Spain on Sunday, I think we're looking at losing only like 2-0.
Yes. Can I just say that makes it sound like you've gone mad saying unequivocally. We just played on the main stage. We played Snow Patrol, the new song. He says unequivocally in a slightly weird way.
That was just for the main station guys.
Here's one for the 60s lot. She loves you, yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just realised who we should be thanking about the victory yesterday. Mm. Luke in Bradford.
Oh, yes.
From yesterday's show.
Unbelievable. Yes. What an honour.
In our local pub in Bradford, right, in Beer Garden at the beginning of the tournament, they stuck all the flags up from every country.
Yeah.
And because up here we've been having some bad weather, over the past few weeks it's blown all the flags down. Over a certain amount of days, another flag's come down, then another one. And the only two left standing are actually Spain and England.
Mother Nature has called it.
She did, didn't she? Yeah.
And now we're going to the final. Yeah. We need to ring Luke immediately and ask him. If the flags are still
is the
up
Spain
there.
Flag still up.
So which of the Wimbledon posters are still up? Is Donovekic still there?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. In the opening bit of the show, Matt Dyson made a reference to the new Snow Patrol song, The Beginning. You sang unequivocally like Gary Lightbody does halfway through the talky bits basically, and producer Dave has done something quite incredible. I see this as a bit of audio art. He's mixed you in with the Snow Patrol song. No. Let's just enjoy this 11 seconds, shall we?
I am sorry unequivocally.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Wow. I think you might have stretched your vocals there.
You're still
a bit hungover from the England game, I'm not sure.
I am sorry unequivocally.
No. Can we get the song, the beginning from Snow Patrol, can we get that inserted in there so every time we play that on the station, regardless of the show, we hear Matt Dyson's vocals in it? That's what I want this morning.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, we're still recovering from last night, aren't we? After the game last night, I was getting ready for bed, like furiously getting ready for bed, trying to do it as quick as possible. And I was cleaning my teeth and going through Twitter, which is a distasteful habit that I have.
Should stop doing
that. But I did see something that made me take the toothbrush out of my mouth and go, uh-oh. And that was your tweet, Glenn, when I saw that you are going to be doing, well, I'm assuming you're still doing a gig on the day of the final. Is it during the final?
It is meant to be during the final. The promoter has agreed that the gig is now crowd are simply going to take place in the afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Great news.
We're doing like 1 p.m, I think.
Oh, a bit of afternoon comedy. Yeah. Underrated, I think. When did that get changed? Was that last night?
Yeah. Like a really rapid, like, okay, if this happens, then we'll move it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do a James Corden and bring your iPad on stage and watch it on stage with you, can you?
That, do you know what? That my heart rate has just gone up from you. You've made me so angry remembering that James Corden did that.
Sorry to remind you.
And it was really performative as well. It was the video, for some reason, enraged me more than I think it should. Watching that, I'm not quite sure why. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
I like to think of it as the best breakfast show in the country for merch. We've given away mugs, haven't we, Matt?
Yeah.
We've given away luggage stickers, mm-hmm. bin stickers, fragrances, bespoke sauces, and of course, the latest item is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show tattoo. You can ink yourself with our logo, pain-free and proud. And if you want to win one of these, and my goodness, why wouldn't you? All you have to do is listen to this clip from yesterday's show. We've covered up a part of it with a tattoo gun sound effect. If you were paying attention yesterday or you listened to the daily podcast, you will know what is missing. If you can work it out, text us your name and answer, and you could be the proud owner of a temporary breakfast show tattoo. This clip does come from yesterday's show, as I mentioned, and it was when Matt was talking about a slightly bizarre moment that we thought might be an omen for the England game last night.
On my way in this morning, right, I get a hire bike up from the train station, and there was still some rain, overnight rain, on the saddle. So I wipe it with a so I don't get a wet bottom.
Did you have a...
I have to move my pocket for this very
reason.
You're
like Niles in Fraser wiping down every cafe. Yeah.
I love these insights to your personal life. I find them adorable. What was Matt wiping his saddle with? Was it A, a napkin, B, an England flag? A, a napkin, or B, an England flag?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, and it's Ben Burrell here. Let's see if we can give away a Breakfast Show tattoo to Martin on line number one. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, team. How are you?
Hello.
Martin. We're doing all right, Martin. We're doing all right, mate. What are you up to today?
I'm just getting myself ready to head off for some meetings over in Cheshire.
Ooh,
for a drive.
Whereabouts in Cheshire?
Nutsford. I'm actually going to Nutsford.
I know that Nutsford is near there because when you were talking to producer Mark on the phone, he was asking, like, what your day is like, what's this, what's that, and that you mentioned Nutsford, and instantly Matt and Old Swiss, one of our other producers, started to talk about, oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah,
and
Cheshire.
And I believe you two are called the Geography Bros.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what we're called, yeah.
Wow. So we could throw a name of anywhere in the country and you'd know where it is.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe we'll put that to the test after seven in an exciting new feature.
Well, be careful what you wish for. But I'm surprised that, Anna, you don't know a little pub in Nutsford.
I mean, you know, I am from near Nutsford.
Yeah, of course.
From Wavrum.
Yeah.
But and most people know Nutsford for Nutsford services. They're an excellent service.
What's there?
Toby Carvery? Good service station.
Just one of the independent ones, is it?
Yeah. Not really, God. But people just like it.
M6, yeah?
God, the geography bros back out. Martin, will you be frequenting the Nutsford services later?
I won't today, but I know them very well.
Ooh.
See?
Well, I tell you what, after we've spoken to you, we'll keep you on the line and you and Anna can just chat about it if you want. We're just a lovely bit of bonding this morning. Martin, let's see if we can give this temporary tattoo to you, shall we? We were talking earlier about something that happened on yesterday's show. Matt was wiping down his saddle on his rented bike with something. We asked you, was it A, a napkin, or B, an England flag? Martin, what was it?
It was definitely a napkin.
Here's the right answer.
On my way in this morning, right, I get a hire bike up from the train station, and there was still some rain, overnight rain, on the saddle. So I wipe it with a napkin so I don't get a wet bottom.
How did you have a napkin on you?
I have to move my pocket for this very
you're
reason.
You're like Niles in Fraser wiping down every cafe. Yeah.
Martin, that is the right answer, as I say. Congratulations. You have a Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo. Where are you going to stick it, Martin?
I'm going to go straight for the bum.
Oh, yeah. Cheeky.
Nice.
I believe there are, is it three tattoos Martin gets? So you're going to put one on each cheek, Martin?
One for each bum.
If you do put one on each cheek, where's the third one going to go, Martin?
That's a very good question. I don't think that's good for radio, is it?
Okay, fine. We'll leave it there. We will leave it there. Enjoy Knutsford services the next time you visit. Take care, Martin.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. Oh, Matt.
Yes.
It's now 12 minutes past seven exactly.
Lovely. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank
you. What's happening on the socials?
Well, there's lots of reaction to the Euros, of course, isn't there? The England victory last night.
Oh, yeah.
The amazing picture of Jordan Pickford. Have you seen it? He pops up behind Virgil van Dijk, who's doing his post-match interview, behind the Perspex advertising board, and he just pops up smiling and waving behind Virgil van Dijk.
He's goading him.
It's a lovely image.
Nice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really nice.
I know you might have covered this on... I don't think you've covered this on Social Ammo. Maybe you have. But I saw Jordan Pickford without his hair slicked back for the first time.
Really?
The day. Have you seen him?
I don't think I have seen that, no.
It's worth a Google.
What is he doing? Is
well,
it?
He looks... I'm not joking, he looks... completely different.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely, because he came on TV and with his hair like not gelled back, just normal, like forward, ungelled, unstyled.
Oh wow!
And my wife said, "Who's that?" And I could see a man in an England kit, and I thought, "I don't know, I don't understand." I couldn't compute it. And then it came up on Sky saying Jordan Pickford, and I was like, "That's not him."
He looks like Anthony Gordon.
He does. He does.
He looks a spitting image of Anthony Gordon when he hasn't got his hair like that.
It's so confusing.
Amazing.
I'm easily baffled these days.
So I reckon if Anthony Gordon slicks his hair back, he can get away with playing in the final. That's the only way he'll be in, is if he disguises himself as the keeper.
And the amazing video that everyone's sharing is of the Killers gig at the O2 last night, where they, after England scored, they went to the big screen to watch the last few minutes for like 15,000 people at the gig. And as soon as the final whistle went, they fired the confetti cannon and then went into Mr. Brightside. Oh. It was like the perfect moment for any England fan.
So the band stopped?
Yeah.
Giving them a place in a European Championship final. That's exactly right.
Confetti.
Oh, come on.
Hairs on the back of your neck.
They know how to put a show on, don't
imagine,
they?
Imagine if you were Dutch and hated Mr. Brightside. Yeah. That'd be one of the worst moments of your life.
I wonder if they did have an orange confetti cannon loaded up just in case.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, the reception would have been muted. I think it's fair to say.
Sam Metaface has never had such a great reaction.
Cheering his commentary.
Absolutely loving it. And then the other story that I mentioned was a strange new comedy drama that's coming to Italian TV about Angela Merkel, the former German chancellor, spending her retirement working as an amateur detective.
So sorry, is this a fictionalised version, or is that actually version. Happened?
It turns out it's been on TV in Germany already. It was based on a book around it, and now it's come to Italian TV, and this is the trailer that's doing the rounds.
Ironica, arguta, intraprendente.
Che si crede di essere?
Angela Merkel.
Brooklyn. You don't know what's going on until you hear Angela Merkel.
Sounds like a far show sketch.
Merkel. Come suona bene?
Con una nuova entusiasmante passione.
Ho avuto successo nella politica, perché non posso averne come detective?
Devo ammettere di averla sottovalutata.
Coraggio al lavoro, Miss Merkel.
Miss Merkel, morte al castello.
Did she just say Knutsford services?
She might have done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you're an England fan and you are in the early stages of waking up this morning, we hope you're not feeling too rough after the celebrations last night. She's coming up to 20 past seven. Matt, earlier we were speaking about you getting a bike in. Was that yesterday? Did you ride in yesterday?
You got a
Boris bike or whatever we're calling them these days, and you told us about wiping the saddle with a little napkin, which was a lovely image that we're all cherishing in our minds. I believe you had another mode of transport to get in this morning.
There were no Santander's bikes in the docking stations.
Oh, dear.
So I thought I'd experiment with an electric scooter for the first time, and I've never ridden one before.
I love the thought of you careering through London in the early hours on a scooter.
Well, I found it amazing in the end, but to start with, there's lots of stuff you have to do before you get on. I had to like scan my driving license to get on and do a safety quiz and all sorts of stuff.
Safety quiz?
I was like, come on, I'm going to work.
A deception test.
It's really weird. They make me go through a lot of hoops, like saying, is it safe to drive through a red light when you're on a scooter? It's like, no, clearly, there you go. So it's fine, and then you can get on. But when I go got on, it was going very slow, and I was going up the hill by the side of Trafalgar Square at 5 miles an hour. Is this working properly? Really, like almost walking pace. People were looking at me funny. And it turns out the first ride is in training mode. So you have to. No. So that means it doesn't go faster than 8 miles an hour. And it's going to take me ages again.
Well, the whole ride was like that.
Luckily, you can go to the app, turn training mode off, and then you're free to speed away.
What speed do you reckon you got up to?
It was 10? No, it felt pretty safe, like about 15 miles an hour, I think, but it felt really good. I'm a convert.
Still, that's quicker than you're allowed to go in, like, a service station car park. Yeah. 15 is pretty
fast. It's changed my life. I don't think I'll ever go back to bikes now.
Well, if you're an early riser and you live in London and you see a man careering through the streets at up to 15 miles an hour tomorrow, it'll be Matt Dyson. Give him a wave.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
And this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. 10 weeks of tickets is back. It's been happening for quite a while. We've given away some amazing tickets on this show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie. And we're continuing that right now with your chance to win your way into Reading Festival. We're going to play Bag of Bands. Matt has once again packed up his festival bag, and residing inside are a series of items which relate to questions about bands on the bill. Get all three questions right and you are heading to Reading Festival. Playing this morning online, number one is Paul. Paul, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hello. Hi,
Paul. Paul, what does the day bring you?
I'm just at work at the minute.
What do you do, mate?
I'm a rag man.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Right. And where's that? I'm detecting a...
I collect clothes from charity shops all over the northeast. Recycle all the clothes.
And what time are you on till today?
4 o'clock.
Okay, not too bad, not too bad. All right, let's see if we can win your way into Reading Festival. Matt is going to have a rummage in his bag. He's going to pull out some items, then we're going to ask you some questions, and you'll be going there hopefully very, very soon. Matt, let the rummaging begin.
Dreading what I'll find in the bag this morning. So,
I think was yesterday's clues were an all-time low, would you say?
I don't get your hopes up for today. Because, I can't go anywhere, Paul, without knowing that I can print something out at any given time. Mm-hmm. I've got my printer here in my bag. What? And 182 black ink cartridges, in case. I'll show you one of the 182 cartridges, Ben. All black ink. Look, it says BL ink.
Black
ink.
Oh my God. I think Paul's quivering on the phone. That's how bad that is. I think you're referring to Blink-182.
Yes.
And here's your question, Paul, about Blink-182. What are the three names of the members of that band? Is it A, Elvin, Simon, Theodore, or B, Mark, Tom and Travis?
Mark, Tom and Travis.
Is the right answer. Yeah, Matt Rummagemore.
Well, I also like to have the chance to bond with people at a festival over a nice game of cricket in a field, so I always pack my cricket bat. This is the only bat I own, though, so I wrap it up well to keep it protected. After all, I only have one. It's my one bat.
Is that the link to the wombat?
Yeah.
It's not even the
weird
same word.
No.
Well, speaking of the wombats, or one bat, as we like to call them in the industry, Paul, can you complete the title of this hit of theirs? Is it moving to New York, or moving to B, New Outer Space Mummy?
The first one.
You can't even bring yourself to say it.
That's the right answer, unsurprisingly, yes. Honest. Two out of two, Paul. Congratulations, Matt.
Finally, I've still got my half-drunk bottle of Oasis, although I've drunk a little more of it since the last time, so it's now a quarter of a bottle of Oasis. I was either thirsty or trying to deal with the complaints you all made about this clue last time. So, yeah, it's about Oasis, basically. I'm just going to say that next time.
At least this one actually links somewhat to the person on the bill. And speaking of Oasis, what is the name of Liam Gallagher's brother and former bandmate? Paul, is it A, Martin, B, Noel?
Noel.
That is
a tough set of
the right answer. Congratulations.
Honestly, I'm buzzing.
Are going to go to the festival. Paul, sorry about the low level of questions there. You somehow got through it. I think you're the first.
Cheers, Dave. Cheers, Emma.
You're the first.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And we hope you're doing all right. We hope all is good in your world. Have you seen this text, Matt? From Ryan in Horsham.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he says, morning, Ben. Mixed emotions this morning. Very happy that England won, although my partner is outraged at me because I accidentally broke an ornate Art Deco lamp. Oh, dear. Which has been in her family for years after England scored. It's smashed into smithereens.
Oh, no. Smithereens.
Says, right, nice to hear smithereens on the show. Have you ever broken anything celebrating? I'm just trying to think now. I don't think I'm quite a muted celebrator.
No, I've broken stuff with virtual reality, like when you're lost in a different world and you accidentally knock lamps over. I've done that.
How often does this come up in your life?
When I used to have a virtual reality headset.
Did you?
Yeah.
When was that?
About 5 or 6 years ago.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
You're such an early adopter.
That's right. Yeah,
you are a lover of the arts. An early adopter.
So dangerous. Those and the Wii, Nintendo Wii remotes.
Oh yeah.
Smashing up stuff right front and centre.
Did Katie make you get rid of that virtual reality headset?
No. Actually,
not to be trusted.
I think something happened to the controller. I think it got damaged and we just stopped using it.
Probably when you were throwing it about.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Horsham, we feel your pain this morning and. We want to open this out to everyone else. 81215 is our text number. This doesn't have to have happened last night, but if it did, then great. What have you broken during a celebration? What have you broken during
when
a celebration?
You're lost in the moment. And what a moment it was.
Yeah, could be an England game, could be another sport, could be you've gone wild at a wedding. Yeah. I've just blanked that a bit there. Yeah. We've all been there. 81215 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Let us know what have you broken while celebrating.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Yes, Absolute Radio.
Have you seen that text from Martin?
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it on air, but it involves a human going towards a telly at speed. And we'll leave it at that.
When Aguero scored that goal.
We'll just leave it at that. It's fine. We want to hear this morning on 81215. When have you broken something whilst celebrating? 81215 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. This is after Ryan in Horsham last night after the England goal, the winning goal, we assume, broke an ornate Art Deco lamp. It's been smashed to smithereens. The reins, his words. Can we do better than that? 81215 to text. As we were talking about this before the last song, I realised in that moment that I have one of these that I didn't even think about doing on the show until I mentioned weddings.
Yes.
I went to my friend Fred and Louise's wedding. Oh, God, I still feel... This is years ago now. Daddy went wild at a wedding.
Oh, dear.
During the reception, they played Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out. Mm. And if I remember rightly, a lot of the music up until that point wasn't particularly stuff that I love. And I love that song, Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out.
Yeah.
And you can dance to it as well. It's an indie rock song you can dance to. Mm. So I got overexcited at that. Yeah, I was doing a bit of pogoing and I sort of walked I've only got like two dance moves. One's walking backwards whilst jiggling. I just did it for Anna and Glenn there. I think they enjoyed it. And I walked backwards.
No.
You didn't enjoy
it?
We
didn't enjoy it. No.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying to yourself? So I was walking backwards and I ended up standing on Louise's wedding dress. And
oh, no.
She moved away the other way and I moved back my way with my foot still on it and there was an audible rip. And I honestly felt like the world stopped and I was like, oh my God. And she went and got changed into another outfit, which she had already, but I think the change happened sooner than it would have happened otherwise. And at the end of the wedding, I said, oh, sorry about that, thinking she'd be like, don't worry. And she was like, yeah, it's just a bit difficult, wasn't it? And I was like, yeah, okay.
So oh my God.
It really was like something there. When I think back to the wedding now, that's all I can think about, and I'm still in absolute terror about it.
Yeah.
I didn't ruin their special day.
Is it your fault or is it the DJ's fault? You know, if you're going to drop such a banger, you know, that's going
to
happen.
Like I said, too many bangers from the DJ. Yeah. What does he expect me to do? You play Franz Ferdinand, you expect a man to rip a dress.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. So after last night's game, we now know the Euro 2024 final is going to be between England and Spain. I don't know. Spain are obviously good. How good are they, though, do we think? Expert opinion, Matt, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're quite a young Spanish side, aren't they? You know, but they are very, very good.
Yeah, so that's annoying, isn't it? Yeah, that's two good things about them, isn't it? Yeah. Young and good. Yeah.
Young, but also
and at times,
very good.
We feel bad and old, so I'm worried about that comparison.
Yeah, I've always been dreading the day that an England player has a parent who's younger than me, and in Spain that's already happened with their 16-year-old.
Yeah.
his dad's 32.
Wow. Oh my god! I feel physically sick. That is disgusting. That is disgusting. Well, we'll see. I guess it's Sunday. Is it Sunday at 8? Is
Sunday
that the final?
Eight is, yeah,
okay, Sunday
yeah.
at 8. Not only are we looking forward to the game, but we're also looking forward to the conclusion of our secret sweepstake. It's getting a little bit spicy. It's a sweepstake with a difference. 24 teams were dished out to 24 lucky Absolute Radio listeners, but they don't know who they've got until they are out. So once again, it's time to say goodbye to two more teams and two more sweepstakers. It is with regret I say Andy Harris, who works offshore in Norway doing we don't understand what.
Yeah, installing intelligent completions.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't
mean?
Know what that means.
Well, who cares, because we never have to hear about it again because no. He's got the Netherlands. He is out after Cole Palmer and Ollie Watkins sealed the deal for England last night. He has gone. Goodbye, Andy. Ian Lewis, the fridge engineer, you are also gone. Ian had France. He is out as well. So that just leaves us two people, Steph, the pharmacy technician from South Wales, and Lee, the trucker. Oh, no, sorry, Lee Trucker. Oh, Lee Tucker. He's not even a trucker. Lee Tucker, the owner of Tip Top Soft Play. Imagine.
Yeah, that's all right.
He's not even a trucker.
Lee Tucker, he's not even a trucker. So that's nice.
Sounds like a comedy character. Book. Yeah. So Lee is still in. He owns Tip Top Soft Play. So yes. Lee versus Steph in the final. But obviously, they don't know who they have got. Well, we're going to get them on the show next, and we're going to do something terrible. We're going to see if they want to trade teams. We'll do that after this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So we're doing the secret sweepstake at the moment. We've been doing this throughout Euro 2024, and we've come down to the final. England versus Spain is obviously the final, and it's Lee versus Steph in our secret sweepstake. They both have a team, either Spain or England, but obviously they don't know who has got what. Let's meet them, shall we? Let's bring Steph in on line number one. Steph, good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Morning, Steph. So, Steph, where are you this morning? What are you up to today?
I am sat in the office in work, hiding from everyone at the moment.
Oh, so you're actually at work right now. Should you be working, Stephanie?
Technically, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just ignore that, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, let's meet Lee on line number two. Lee, good morning, mate.
Morning. Hi, guys.
Morning.
Hi, Lee.
Lee, where are you right now?
I'm in Ware in Hertfordshire.
Oh, is that where Tip Top Soft Play is based?
That's exactly where we're based, yeah.
Nice.
We travel all over the place, so...
Okay, just to clarify, Lee is not a trucker. He's not a trucker.
No,
just
to Lee's not a trucker.
Okay, Lee, meet Steph. Steph, meet Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Steph.
Didn't ask each other how they were. Didn't each other.
Well, but you've both done so well to get this far, haven't you, really?
So obviously you don't know which team you have. Steph, do you have any feeling that you've got an England team or a Spanish team?
Everyone in work seems to say that I've got England because it'll be funny me being Welsh.
Okay, Lee, what about you?
Well, Spain were my tip to win it from the start, so it's bittersweet. I'd like to be right with Spain, but also, obviously, I'd like England to win, so it's a difficult one.
How do you rate our chances in the final?
Honestly, not great.
I do feel that, because I think we haven't had a really massive test
it's
so
hard
far.
Not to get carried away after last night.
I know.
It's hard not to get carried
away.
And
also, we've been to so many finals, so many semi-finals, so many quarter-finals. We sort of deserve this. It is sort of our time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure that'll wash with the Spanish. It's our turn. Would you just please let us do it? We shall see. All right, listen, we're going to give you an option right now for you to change your teams, for you to swap your teams. So obviously you don't know who you have, but if there's a feeling that you want the other person's team, then now is the time to do that. Let's start with Steph, shall we? Steph, would you like to swap your team with Lee?
I would not, no.
Okay, Lee, would you try and convince Steph to swap, or are you okay with your team?
No, I think I'm going to stick as I am. It's got me this far, so let's see if it can get me all the way.
Are you sure this is your final chance now?
Yep.
No, sticking.
Okay, both are sticking. Well, we shall see come next week on the show and post-final. Lee and Steph, good luck with the sweepstake. We'll speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Thursday mornings, no repeat guarantee. We're Absolute Radio. It's Ben Burrell here. Matt, thank you for the social ammo earlier. Yes. What a treat it was. I believe you have a confession to make about it, though.
Oh, yes. No, the Jordan Pickford picture of him in the background of the Virgil van Dijk interview. It turns out it's photoshopped. Okay. It's fake. It's absolutely fake. I don't know why anyone did it in the first place, but I fell for it.
Typical mainstream media.
How embarrassing.
Adding to the misinformation.
Yeah, making me look like an idiot. So thanks for that.
No, but I enjoyed it.
But let's move on from the football.
Let's get more, shall we? Is this truthful?
This is real. Well, okay. it's not really, because it's AI. Is anything real anymore?
Is anything real anymore?
You know, I'm starting to question reality.
Is anything real anymore?
On the social ammo. Because that's a palate cleanser. Let's move away from all the football content. And have Kermit the Frog covering Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Finally.
I think that's what everyone needs. It's like his Rainbow Connection song from the old Muppets film.
Yes.
Meets Gin and Juice. And it's a lovely piece of work, as you'll hear.
My mind on my money. My money on my mind. Sipping on gin and juice.
Ooh.
With so much drama.
All together now.
In the LBC. It's hard being Snoop D-O-double-G.
Oh, it's lovely. The gangster rap has such a nice childlike quality to it.
It does, doesn't it? Every member of the team was swaying there.
Yeah, it's nice. I really recommend watching the full song because it's lovely. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You can sing along with it later while I save you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Matt, the show will be available to listen to on our Rayo app very, very soon. Remind the people how we're spelling
Rayo. We spell it R-A-Y-O. Why are you so obsessed with how it's spelt?
Someone told me in a meeting once to clarify how to say it.
Really? Yeah. Is that how you get your messaging across? I'm just trying
to toe the company line, all right? Here's an idea. Why don't you try and be in a team player?
Yeah. R-A-Y-O.
I don't know how else would you spell it. I don't know.
I don't really know,
R-A-I-O.
Like in a sort of French way, if you put an accent over it.
Rayo.
Rayo.
Yes.
No, it's not spelled like that.
I'm dyslexic, so I'm probably the worst person to ask about this. But yeah, R-A-Y-O.
Is that why you asked me? Well, in that case, I'll always tell you.
Thank you. How are we spelling Matt? How are we spelling best friend? download in the Rayo app. Listen to it rather in the Rayo app. Download if you haven't done so already. And before it does appear there, we need to name the show and the podcast that will be made of it. We have some options, as per usual, taken from stuff that's happened on the show. Here are your options today, Matt. I'm going straight for the bum.
Oof. That was a listener talking about tattoos.
Yeah, we gave away some temporary tattoos. No, not for you. No. Should we have even said it on air, really? A listener won some temporary tattoos, didn't he? And he said he's going to put one on each cheek of his buttocks. And then I said, there's one more to go because you get three. And then he went, I won't tell you that. which was uncomfortable for us all. Enjoy Knutsford Services is an option.
Well, we had a long chat about Knutsford Services as well this morning on the show. Geary's favourite service station.
Oh, really? I missed that. Easily Baffled is an option as well.
Oh, yeah. But I can't remember what that was about.
It was me saying it.
We're all easily baffled.
I think about the spelling of Rayo, actually. we didn't know what was happening until we heard.
Ah, yes. We heard Angela Merkel, yeah. That was Miss Merkel in the Social Ammo TV drama.
Of course, yeah.
She solves crimes.
It was written on the piece of paper in front of me. I thought Angela Merkel was a separate option there. that sounds mad, though, on its own. Isn't it? Scooter training mode. Is an option.
That was my Uber Lime journey into work this morning.
Yes, nice to hear Smithereens is an option. That was
nice
after a text we had.
Yeah,
for someone breaking a lamp.
Smashed,
You play Franz Ferdinand, a man is going to rip a dress, which
that was you.
Out of context sounds awful.
Ruining a dress.
Yeah,
ruining a wedding.
Yeah, oh, don't talk about it. Yeah. Shouldn't have mentioned it on air. It's probably made things even worse. Lee Tucker, he's not a trucker.
No, that was a nice piece of rhyming there from you.
Yes.
He runs a soft play centre.
He does.
In where?
Where's where? What county?
Where? It's in Hertfordshire.
Matt is one of the geography bros. He knows that. Lee Tucker, he's not a trucker, is also a forthcoming children's book I'm going to release in the autumn. And finally, is anything real anymore? Is something you wanted?
Possibly a deep philosophical question. Maybe we should go with that.
Okay, we'll call it that. Is anything real anymore? We are back tomorrow morning from 6. See you then, I guess.